Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
People, you are locked in right now to the Better Yourself podcast, coming to you live right now from the studios of 99.7 The Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family. The Better Yourself podcast is special. Here is why. Because we got the only one on the podcast platform. We started this podcast like 6 years ago, 7 years ago. And we were the first company in music, branding, digital marketing to use the term "bet on yourself." We started the hashtag. Now the hashtag has over 400,000 people just on Instagram alone. We are the only "bet on yourself" podcast. This podcast is special. Bet on yourself. That's a famous term. That is the term of the century when it comes to self-development and self-preservation. You got to believe what nobody else believes. We've interviewed over 138 people on this, actually 140 as of today. We're interviewing more and more every day. This king I'm speaking to today is worthy of being on this podcast times 10. Not only about his music, but just his overall character, his spirit, his energy, man. Certain people in life you meet and you're just fortunate that you met them. They bring so much integrity and love to people's lives and humility and grace. There's not many people like that. I would take that type of person over somebody with 2 degrees and somebody worth $1 billion that don't have any of that. That does not have any of that. Excuse me. So I'm honored, super honored to be speaking to my brother, who is a major recording artist, entrepreneur, philanthropist, an amazing father, Amazon book bestseller, also the head of business communication for Radio Pushers, my brother Commotion. Welcome to the podcast, my brother.
Yeah, what's happening, man? Thank you for having me. And yo, that's an amazing intro right there, man.
Hey,
you excel at that, brother.
Listen, man, you know I'm the GOAT, man. You already know, man. And no, it's no denying that at any point now. For sure.
Word up.
For sure, man.
Where you got, you putting the numbers up.
Fair. I'm so far ahead like LeBron with the scoring title. Like, you gotta play.
Check the scoreboard.
Like, Cass gotta play today. Cass gotta play the year 28. Break the record. Hey,
talk that talk, bro.
Exactly. All right, man. We got a lot to get into. Plus, we got a lot more podcasts to do. Gotta do that fan pain podcast. What we're gonna be talking about is Kevin Durant switching teams again. So we gotta talk about that for real. Listen, man, you've been around the world and back. As Jim Jones say, man, laps around the sun, man. Where are you in life right now, man? Regarding music, business, just everything, man. You got so much positive stuff going on with your family and your son's athletes. Like, where are you in life? Break it down to the world.
I would definitely say where I am in life right now is I'm kind of like on the cusp of my next upswing. You know, life has its peaks and valleys, and I've, you know, come out of a valley, and I'm, you know, climbing up to the next peak. So there, I have a bunch of different projects on deck. I actually, you know, you had mentioned music. I'm still getting hit up to do some collaborations from some artists that are in Africa, some in Brazil, and of course, you know, some stateside. So I'm excited about that, you know, just keeping the engine running in that regards. And I still got some of my own projects to drop in 2024. So I've actually sat on a project and I'm like really excited to drop that, you know, in the summertime, and then another one going back to school time in the fall. So, you know, I'm really getting the music popping in that regard. And then as far as, you know, business is concerned, I have a couple other things on the docket with that too. Cause that, as you know, being involved in the entertainment industry is not just about music. It's about leveraging the music to open up other doors of opportunity for you that you can sell products and services. So, you know, getting into some other avenues as it relates to theater and getting back into my first foray in the entertainment industry, which was television. So, you know, leveraging all of the Radio Pushers platforms to continue to excel in those new doors of opportunity I've been opening.
You got a lot of miles on your artist shoes. How do you feel about the music game right now? I mean, like, what do you see?
Yeah, I think that the music game creatively is so expansive, and because the internet has made the world small, it has made it so that a lot of the genres can blend and bend into each other and become pop, especially if you leverage the internet correctly. The downfall of the industry, and I'll speak specifically to hip hop, is because there are still generation gaps and closed-mindedness. People still aren't communicating with each other. So I think the generation gaps have created a sense of disconnect. And what ends up happening is the cycles of exploitation continue, because the OGs aren't getting to talk to the young boys, and the young boys don't want to listen to the OGs. So I think that for us to grow smarter, we have to open up those lines of communication, share those war stories, share what pitfalls to avoid, and share, you know, the paths of least resistance that can lead to sustainable success, so people can be wealthy and pass that generational wealth on to the next man, pass the torch.
You are, I mean, to me, you got the knowledge of a, you know, Malcolm X, Keras One. Your mind is so expansive, bro. Like,
besides, just, appreciate that. Likewise, man.
Besides just, you know, being college educated, but just the way you look at life, man, like, from your pops to you being a father now, like, explain how you've grown as a man over the past, I would say, 3 years, man.
Well, I mean, I kind of joked about this before on social media, something you had posted about me before, and you even said it in one of our early interviews. You said I was resilient. And I'm like, man, don't say that to me, because then it means I actually have to go through stuff. but, you know, I have to prove that how resilient I am. But, the whole hype of that is, you know, being able to bounce back from trials, from tribulations, and finding ways to, I would say, to get with mentors that can help build you up, right? It's that period of time where you have to be secluded in certain ways, and don't look at the seclusion as isolation, but more so solitude. That's the time where you can get still, get refocused, get recalibrated to figure out what the next moves are, so that those next moves can be best moves, so that you can talk to people that have been there and done that and can help you avoid, you know, fallbacks. I think that the notion of fatherhood has been even more of a personal challenge of mine, just to stay in constant communication with positivity, because this world feels our kids' brains with such filth all the time on social media, television, etc. So I've just made it a point to just always do positive affirmations with my kids. It's like, yo, it's, you know, I am great. I am powerful. I am strong. I am more than a conqueror. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Like, you know, just constantly sending them those messages on a day-to-day basis and reminding them of who they are and whose they are so that they aren't, you know, taken back by people that are jealous of them or any facts of people telling them that they don't deserve what they've actually earned. It's like, no, you got what you got because you earned it. You worked for it. You studied for it. You practiced for it. This is your opportunity and bask mm-hmm. in its successes.
It's a different world we're living in now. You know, in 2024, I mean, it's really chaotic, really dark, very uncertain. You know, you being a father, man, like, how do you protect your children these days?
So the biggest thing is awareness, right? So if you can make them not, I would say you want to keep them sheltered from harm, but you have to make them aware of what's out there that can harm them and all the things that look like it's meant for good that are really diabolical and can harm them. And, you know, my kids are teenagers now. So it's one of those things where it's like, okay, you're teenagers, you're athletes, you're high profile in your communities, and be aware that, you know, not everybody's your friend. So it's okay to be friendly with everybody, but it's not okay to let everybody be your friend because everybody doesn't come with pure motives. Everybody doesn't want to see you win, even if they're smiling in your face and shaking your hand and patting you on the back. Right. So it's finding ways to improve their discernment so they have a sense of self-preservation. When it comes to how they express themselves on social media, just understand that, you know, especially as your profile raises, people are going to be checking for the things that you express and what you post. They're also going to check for who you associate with. Who are you posing with in pictures? What kind of hand gestures are you using in your pictures? And, you know, all of these things that people can use to paint a picture of you that may not be advantageous for your own personal brands. I think the other side of the relationships that they deal with, whether it's with their peers, but also their potential love interests. You know, they're handsome young men. Like I said, they're athletes, so that's going to make them desirable, and they're intelligent. So they have high prospects for themselves. Be aware that, you know, not all the women that they encounter have their best interests at heart. So again, it's about increasing that discernment so that they can have a sense of self-preservation against, you know, people that are going to try to knock them off their square. And then I think the last thing is also just to be mindful about the folks that are kind of, jealous or maybe more desperate to succeed or willing to play dirty. So that's all the more reason why they have to be 10 steps ahead academically and professionally in how they approach the things that they do. They have to be flawless because people will try to find ways to use their flaws against them. So the more they can kind of insulate themselves with good mentors, peers that they know are on the upswing, that can help them avoid a lot of the drama and turmoil that some of their other peers may face, you know, that are trying to be on the same path but get diverted because they've made poor decisions.
Let me ask you this question here. How much of your dad's influence on you is in your kids? Like, how much do they know about their grandfather?
Well, I'm gonna say my older son probably remembers more because mm-hmm. he, you know, got to experience my dad mm-hmm. in as far as his upbringing, the music for sure, the musical influence, the athletics to a certain extent, but just more so the notion of being able to build something for yourself, and definitely the work ethic, because you know, they definitely both witnessed my dad and myself, which is who I also get it from, having multiple jobs to make ends meet, being willing to volunteer in a community, working with youth. They also got to see how he interacted with his peers and how much respect that he had from his church community, how much he had developed respect from even our own family, just, you know, and I'll just, you know, be a little transparent here. You know, my dad was a foster kid. He didn't meet his mother, my grandmother, till he was 17. And, you know, meeting all my aunts and uncles, he didn't meet them till he was 17. So even just having the example of reconciliation and forgiveness was something that I still had to, you know, be able to instill in my sons and learn it for myself. I'm still learning it. I'm still learning how to be more forgiving of others and myself, right? So I think that's all part of, you know, growth and maturation. And, you know, as they grow as brothers together, they'll continue to give each other grace.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I want to tap into this part here. And, you know, I'm weaving, as you can see, I'm weaving in childhood, music, fatherhood, all into one. You see what I'm doing?
For sure.
So, and so, I hope this technique makes sense to you.
Yeah, yeah.
You've been making music for a minute. How long you been making music again?
I've probably been making music for about 20 years. I haven't really been taking it seriously, you know, as a business person until like the last 5.
Right. So let's just say the last 5. We'll give you that. 5 years. Explain to the audience some things you felt like you were doing right, but definitely break down the things you were doing wrong.
So the things I was doing right was networking. That's something I've always been pretty strong with in terms of like, and what I mean by networking is, you know, having mutually beneficial relationships. So, you know, working with other artists, it's like, hey, I got this opportunity to do this show. You know, you should hop onto this show lineup too, right? So it's kind of with the notion of show swapping, because if, you know, you share opportunities, most likely those people will share those opportunities back with you as certain things come, you know, across their paths as well, being able to connect with different producers, different videographers, photographers, legal advice, things of that nature. So that was something that I think I did a pretty good job of. I think that, and again, this kind of goes back into the child rearing thing too, which was not having good mentorship, not vetting the success rates of certain people that I've spent money with that talked a good game but didn't produce. I think that I could have done a better job of vetting those sources and vetting their track records, you know, checking the Carfax, so to speak. Where have you gone? Who knows you? Type of thing. I think that I could have done a better job of just getting good mentors and guidance. I spent a lot of time bumping my head, with, you know, and wasting money essentially when it came to, you know, spending money on certain services that people can provide that again didn't produce. I had photographers lose photos. I've had videographers lose footage. I've had, you know, spending money to invest in show pilots and then the show never happens and they're wasting money on saying they're opening new offices to help produce our projects, but they're wasting it on what is that? WeWork they're renting WeWork money. I don't know if you heard of those co-working spaces, and no disrespect to having offices in different places, but if it's not being spent on, but if it's not being spent on what they told you was going to be spent on, like that's a misappropriation of funds, right?
Absolutely.
So, you know, like that's the kind of stuff that I'm saying, or you know, being in showcases where, you know, you're spending money to be in showcases, but the different labels that are supposed to be there aren't really giving you that look or that opportunity, or, you know, just paying to play. And all you did was get the stage time and like, that's it.
Yeah. I know a few people like that out of New York.
Yeah, man, it's all over the country, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, but I'm just saying, yeah. I know a few people and I like that. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so I mean, I say all that to say, and you know, I'm not to knock anybody's hustle, but it's like, if you're going to spend time and spend money on those quote unquote opportunities, make sure that you go into it prepared for how you can maximize that opportunity for yourself. So if you're going to pay to be in a showcase and stuff, make sure that you're passing out business cards and getting on all of the PR outlets that show up, so you can be in magazines and get articles written up about you. You can be on podcasts and so on and so forth. Like that stuff I wasn't really doing and maximizing when I had the opportunity to, because nobody told me to do so, or I didn't take the onus upon myself to figure out what was going to be best for me to maximize the opportunity on, or making sure that I had press kits prepared so I could get it to people that could help, you know, move my career forward, or how can I get an email list and have my, you know, my snap link, you know, handy on a card. Somebody could just swipe a QR code and I could build fans while I'm in the crowd, especially you. And I know a lot of people in the crowd are there for other artists that are going to be performing in the same showcase, stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like that's all stuff I had to learn along the way. And I think again, had I had a good mentor that really knew the business and how to maximize the business, I could have saved myself all the headache of learning things the hard way.
No, yeah, you're right, man. It's all, I mean, that's why I say, you know, like association equals manifestation. I always say that, man. You know, the thing I love about you is that you're honest with your pain. That's a podcast I have coming out called, it's an episode I got coming out called Being Honest With Your Pain.
Hard body.
Yeah. And, you know, you recognize it, you know what it is, you know how it feels. You're willing to accept, but you're also willing to grow from it. And not a lot of people are willing to do that. And I appreciate
it. Yeah, and that's the peaks and valleys of life, man. And if you're not growing, they say you're dying, right?
Yeah.
Not even and wrong. I ain't come here to die.
No doubt about it. You've been to Miami twice with the We Build Different Conference. We got the We Build Different Conference coming up in November. I hope you're getting ready for that.
Yes, sir.
So, second week in November, we're doing a bid. We in L.A. this year. How you feel about going to L.A., man?
Yo, that's a big move right there. Hollywood Unlocked is going to be a great experience. I haven't been to L.A. since 2006, you know, BET Awards and such. So this is going to be a great time to, you know, reconnect with my family that's out there. I'll get to chill with I know Mobbin's got folks out there, too. So I'm going to see what it's hitting for.
No doubt about it. So I want to tap into this part here. You know, I know right now, and you could talk about it. Not me. I'm not going to talk. I'll let y'all go. But like, musically, you still cold with it. Like, you know how I feel about Gonna Deliver. That, like, you know, that record in itself just embodies motivation and everything, man. So it's like,
thank you.
You know, you've put yourself into just a situation where, like, you know, like you still know how to make quality music. But most importantly, man, like on, like when you was for the second We Built Different conference, man, you put a video up. I think it went like crazy, like 400 or 500 comments, maybe even 1,000, but like on your IG, man, but people still love to hear and see, you know, what you're doing and how you're doing it. And like musically right now, where do you, how would you evaluate your talent right now versus what it was like 5 years ago?
Yes. I'm kind of, and thank you for that as well. I think that songs like Go On Deliver, songs like Something Else kind of reflect that I'm able to still stay current in terms of, you know, the more up-tempo type of tracks, the up-tempo style of raps, whether people are doing that in more of a trap or a drill kind of vein. I think that I liken myself to the message that was embodied in J. Cole's song Middle Child. And what I mean by that is I, you know, bring that bounce of the Gen Z era, but I still got the lyrics from the Gen X era, which makes kind of like being an older millennial, kind of getting the best of both worlds, because I still understand that, that almost like youthful, reckless abandonment and freedom that you have creatively, not wanting to conform to everything, but at the same time, having something to say. Right. So you might want to have reckless abandonment with your freedom and your fearlessness and what you say, but you still want to make sure that you're saying something that's going to, you know, move the masses. And I definitely want to have a message that's going to drive people to better themselves. So, you know, Go On Deliver is a song that's kind of about being reliable in a fickle and unreliable society. So it's kind of like, who can you rely on in a clutch? Who are you going to be when the chips are down and your backup is up against the wall? Are you going to be, to use your word, resilient, or are you just going to fall back and let life beat you down? Or it's like, no, are you going to beat life back up? And that's the type of vibe that I'm on. And that's ultimately the kind of, you know, to use my own name, Commotion, that's the kind of noise that I want to bring into the game and to everybody that I impact with the music or just in life in general. Just, you know, let people know that they can leave their stamp and make a mark.
Definitely. I definitely agree with you on that. You have evolved on the business side in so many ways, like, you know, from your partnerships to the sporting deals you're dealing with, then with us as being head of, you know, business communication. Right now, you're in the most critical part of your life, because the next 10 years will, in my opinion, make or break both of our potential legacies.
Yeah, you're right.
So, like, explain how valuable your time is now. Like, break that down.
So you hear people say, like, time is money and money is time. And, sure, you know, like, really what that boils down to is, you know, how are you going to maximize your efforts to be able to take care of all the things that you need to take care of and accomplish the goals that you have, you know, set for yourself? And, you know, what is your purpose in life? And I think that, again, this kind of goes back to the notion of being resilient, right? Because when you hit those, like, those tough points, those low moments in life, if you stay there, that's less time that you're going to have to fulfill your purpose. And that's less time that you have to go out and make money, or at least figure out a way to put yourself on a path to make money. That's less time you have to be there as a parent, if you are a parent, a son, if your parents are still alive, a husband, if you're, you know, if you're married and have a significant other, you know, whatever that means that you're going to use to maximize that time to make the time quality, make it time well spent, make it count. To use Derek's phrasing, shout out to Derek T. Lewis, you know, make it count. So it's just always that notion that if you're spending that time on things that are going to build you up, you might not be quote unquote productive at that moment, but if you're sharpening the saw, then that means by the time you get out there, that saw is going to be sharpened. You're going to be able to cut that tree down real quick.
I want you to, and I appreciate you, you know, speaking your truth on that. I want to ask you this. Define what it takes to make you happy in 2024 now.
Ooh, that's a good question. What makes me happy in 2024 is maximizing my time with genuine people. I've wasted a lot of time with people that aren't genuine, people that fake the funk, people that, you know, say they're about one thing, but they're really about something else, or they act like it's all love and family, but it's really just selfishly motivated greed, or it might be motivated by jealousy and envy. Either way, those are not spiritual gifts that I want to embody, and don't want to spend time with people that are like that. So for me, if I'm, you know, in a situation where I am mutually giving and gaining positivity from those relationships, then everything that we talked about, from maximization of time and monetization from that time, and building holistic mutually beneficial relationships, then I know that my living is not in vain, because then I'll be able to pay that forward to the next person, especially, you know, starting with my children and then my community and my loved ones.
Dame Dash, you know, said something on a Breakfast Club years ago when he was, you know, going off on DJ Envy about, you know, become your own boss.
Sure.
And he said, hustle for your last name and not your first.
That's real rap.
Yeah, I always respect that. You know, that was a great one-liner. Give him credit on that. Like, do you ever, when you look at your life now, like, what are you hustling for now?
So, kind of what you said there, I think that where I'm leaving my stamp on as far as the music is more so like, how are you leveraging that music to make something palpable for someone? And what I mean by that is music is a way to convey a message that can help sell products and services. So my goal is to do that more myself and show other people how to do that, so that they're not relying upon others that are looking to just leech off their skills and creativity and pay them, you know, fractions of pennies on a dollar. You know what I mean? I guess to also follow up with that same point too, just to, you know, be very direct with what I have going on. Again, I'm looking to leverage my experience in media, television, film, and theater, and find ways to bring all those things together so that I can create platforms that can bring different brands together and, you know, leverage all those opportunities so that young athletes can benefit, young musicians can benefit, you know, young entertainers that have a positive message to say. I want to also put that out there. I'm not willing to work with anybody on anything. It has to be something of substance.
Gotta make sense.
Yeah, that part. But if it makes sense, we'll make it make sense.
No, I'm with you on that. Absolutely, 100%. I think that's very, very important to what it is that we're doing. I think that it means a lot to the overall brand structure that you're building. I want to ask you this. I know that because you have a family, revenue is important. And you remember that talk we had on that roof in Miami at the Novotel Hotel?
Sure.
What did that talk between us mean to you?
Well, I think that was, you know, representative of what I was saying before about mentorship, because that was like, a, you know, my big brother moment from you, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, I had shared some things that I was dealing with professionally.
Absolutely.
You were like, can you hear me?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, I said you had shared some things that I was dealing with professionally where I was meeting a lot of pushback. It was like, well, you're trying to drive their car. They don't want you to drive their car. Right. Here, I'm giving you opportunity to get keys to a whole new car. And it's like you're trying to drive it. How I took it was like, okay, you're trying to drive their and please forgive me if anybody drives this, but it's like you're driving their 1995 Nissan Maxima. I'm trying to give you keys to a Tesla. Right?
So yeah, for sure. Like, yeah, but no.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, again, I don't mean that to be disparaging, but I think that if you're dealing with people that are stuck on the past and they don't really want to change, you can't make them want to change. You have to go with people that embrace change, that are willing to go through the pains. And you have your whole Embrace the Pain podcast and you know, motivational song. I think it's just like, do you want the pain of regret or do you want the growing pains that can become, you know, your pathway towards success? So like, that's what I was able to learn from you and to, again, maximize my time while the opportunity is right. Strike while the iron is hot.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like that talk on the roof was symbolic of where we are now, to be in a position where you know what works, you know your consumer market, you weathered all of the storms, you've constantly grinded and put yourself in a position to evolve and grow where you have your biggest competitor. And the whole purpose of that talk on the roof was to let you know that you have a home.
Yeah, and I really appreciated that from the standpoint of, and this is something else that I would even say that I learned, if I could piggyback off your previous question from before about, you know, what am I learning from my dad? What am I learning just as a father myself? What I've learned as an artist, you got to go where you're appreciated. Go where you're appreciated and celebrated, not just where you're tolerated. Because, mm-hmm. you know, as a brand, everybody is not going to appreciate what you bring to the table as a brand, but there's something out there for everybody. There's someone for everybody. So, you know, don't waste time on people that, you know, aren't supporting or don't understand your vision, that they don't get it because they're not supposed to. You know, appreciate the ones who do get it and build them up. Let them promote you. Don't worry about who's not, because, again, speaking of time, that's a waste of time trying to convince somebody that doesn't want to be convinced. They've already convinced themselves. They've moved on. So you can move on, too, and be more productive with who's already rocking with you.
Yeah, gotta move on like the song.
That's it. Now I've definitely, once I accepted where it was and what was going on, you know, things have kind of been moving full throttle in terms of the upskilling in order to upscale.
Sure. No, I mean, definitely I know that. And I respect that. I think that with you, Commotion, I feel like you understand where you need to go in life. And I also feel like you're ready, that you're preparing yourself to do everything you need to do now. The one thing I will say is that you have to wake up one day, and this is, I'm giving you some jewels. You're going to wake up one day and you're going to be very hungry and you're not going to know why. You're going to wake up real hungry. And I don't mean your stomach growl. I mean your whole soul is going to be growled. And you're going to wake up and you're going to feel like everything around you is not moving fast enough. Everything is not good enough. Everything around you could be better. You're going to want to feel like this lifestyle you want. I don't mean something rich or whatever, just the lifestyle you want. It could be spending more time with your kid, but the lifestyle that you want, you're going to wake up one day and you're going to have all of this hunger so bad you're going to get it. So bad you're going to feel like you're about to get a headache. And the only thing that's going to fix that craving is to go to work, is to live up to what you know you can do. And that's why I told you on that roof at the Novotel Hotel, for that you're a millionaire. You clearly easy. Because everybody that you speak to in music can understand, agree, and empathize, and most importantly, be inspired by your story. All you got to do is reach out to them. And that's what I meant.
All right. Yeah.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get an 11% rebate at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust custom 5-in-1 spray paint lets you choose from 5 spray patterns with a twist of the dial. It protects indoor and outdoor metal and wood projects for long-lasting results and is available in more than 40 colors. Get started on your painting project at Menards, number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Save big money at
Menards. So I appreciate that and manifesting that, man. Real rap.
And I'm just telling you, you got to wake up like that. That's the only thing you're missing is that. And I'm going to give it, but I'm giving it to you now. So after this call, after this interview, you take that and you run with that forever.
I hear that.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's real. And not a lot of people can tell you that because not a lot of people been there before.
I hear that.
You know what I'm saying? Real talk. Like, anybody can say something, not everybody can relate. You know what I'm saying? There's levels to this thing.
Talk about it.
And there's not a lot of people who know what that level look like. That's why we doing this podcast and we own Red Circle and we doing what we doing at a high level because we put ourselves in that position.
I received that.
So I'm just telling you, man, that, you know, it's your time now to get everything that you want to get. If you want a Peloton, we get a Peloton. If you want a Tesla, we get a Tesla. If you want to, you know what I'm saying, work, you know, if you want to have your situation fly you all over the country with your children, that's what it is. That's what it is, bro. So I just want you to know that, man, that is your time, man.
Yeah, I receive that in my soul, in my spirit, in my soul. I receive that.
Definitely, man, definitely. So I want to step into this part of it. When it comes to, like, your thoughts regarding where the Qmotion brand, like, in music, like, when people listen to your music, right? Like, what message do you want them to receive in 2024?
The message in 2024 is very similar to, you know, what it's been as far as, you know, going for your goals and dreams and ultimately just paying it forward. I think that the spin that I would give it specifically for 2024, with this kind of being like a year of exposure, is being honest with yourself and being honest with others, right? I personally respect others more and, you know, can expect others to respect me more when I'm doing things that are true to myself, not trying to appease someone else. Because when you're doing it just to appease someone else, it kind of shows in a lack of effort and ultimately a lack of integrity. And that's not what I'm about. And I want others to be able to, you know, that's a big phrase that you hear of, speak your truth. Just speak the truth and make it yours.
Kudos to that. Amen, brother.
Word up.
That's not an amen. That's a real amen right there.
Salute.
Lyrically, like, tap into the audience and let them know, like, where you pull your inspiration from and what you're doing as far as music wise. Like, what do you pull?
As far as my historic type of inspirations, or who am I listening to right now?
Both.
Okay. Historically, my lyrical inspirations would be the Wu-Tang family. My favorite rapper of all time is Ghostface Killer, and he is impeccable with the storytelling and just the vivid descriptions. Another, which is his comrade in arms, would be Nas. And if you saw how he, Raekwon, and Ghostface did on Verbal Intercourse, I still think that's Nas's best feature. And, you know, how old is that song, right? That's what, almost 30 years old, but it still rings, you know, still rings true to this day. So I would definitely put them two up there. In terms of style and word bending and flow, it's kind of a combination of Eminem and Tretch. And I have to put Tretch in there because you could tell that M was highly influenced by Tretch. So shout out to Jersey. And then I would say, as far as being able to put intelligence in the raps and still have like the catchy punchlines and the wordplay, I would say Black Thought would be another influence. And more of the poetic style. My very first CD that I ever got was Outkast, the AT Aliens album. Mm-hmm. And Andre 3000 and Big Boy definitely played into the creativity and be able to like paint pictures with your words and like make you feel like you went somewhere with their music choice, you know, their audio beds, things of that nature, and how they put the words on wax to fit that environment. As far as the newer artists, my big influences that I feel made me want to keep my pen game sharp would be the Coast Contra dudes, and those are rap. Two of them are Rascasses, kids who's another wordsmith in and of himself. So I really like Coast Contra as far as the wordplay, the punchlines. I like to listen to, as far as swag and energy, DaBaby. Definitely gives me that vibe, because he's able to bounce on like any beat and just murder it, and he just has such swag, such bravado. I would say RJ Payne, as far as his storytelling. Joyner Lucas is another that's just amazing with the storytelling and just vivid descriptions of the emotions that the listener is supposed to feel, as well as the environment that the subject is in, right? I think they do an amazing job of that, and I want to be able to bring all of those elements into the flow of things. And I would say J. Cole. I'm mad at him for apologizing in the battle with Kendrick. I understand why he did it. Right. He saved his brand. He made a wise choice by not, you know, getting involved in the mudslinging. But he shouldn't have apologized. He should have just kept quiet instead of apologizing. But I digress.
Now, I respect your opinion, and we're gonna talk about it on More Than Just an Interview podcast as well. So that's gonna be crazy. I can't wait to dive into that with you on that. We gotta do that on Monday, man.
All right, that's what's up.
Here we do it on Monday. Before we get out of here, I want you to talk about the importance of your mother and what she's meant to you over your life, and just where do you hold her in the scheme of things on everything?
So that virtuous woman that's described in Proverbs, I, you know, put my mom in that category. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you talk about like the good book of the Bible. My mom is an ordained minister herself. She's been a state chaplain, and, you know, she kind of is, because of her role in as a state chaplain, specifically for the Department of Corrections, I want to emphasize that. And she's also been a teacher for drama, theater, home economics, and college success. She's, you know, taught me entrepreneurship. She's been that visionary. And what she represents in all of those facets, she represents having grace and compassion for others. You know, the people that were the outcasts, the downtrodden, the castaways, right? Mm-hmm. She is the one that has found the substance in those individuals that many other people may have overlooked, and helped them believe in themselves to put themselves on right paths. Speaking specifically to people that have been incarcerated, you know, upon encountering her and the programming that she's been able to instill, the mentorship that she's been able to provide in the communities that they were going back home to, the resources that she was able to extend to them. You know, many of them have become self-sustaining entrepreneurial millionaires just off of the training and support that she's been able to provide, right? So it's kind of like, whoa, look at the seeds that she's been able to plant. And like, that's what mothers do in this world. They carry the seeds, they nurture those seeds, right? And it's kind of like, for her to do that in that niche of the incarcerated. And that's kind of what gives me that same passion for that same population as well, because it's like, yo, everybody does deserve his, you know, second, third, fourth chances. How many second, third, fourth chances have we all got when we mess up? And we, you know, we might not get caught doing our quote unquote dirt, right? But then that's why you know, have compassion for others, right? It's not everybody has their moms that they go fall back to. So my mom, I've shared my mom with other people just because they're, you know, they might not have even met their moms, or they didn't have a mom like my mom. I, you know, I had a one of my own family members say, I wish I had your mom, you know. And that's not to disparage, you know, my other family members, but it's more so to say that made me have to appreciate my own mother more because of what I had that they didn't have, in terms of that love, that acceptance, that support, that guidance, that encouragement.
Yeah.
And I hope that, you know, my daughter is able to have that same characteristic for the people that she encounters in her life,
mm-hmm.
and pays that forward.
Now, that's a beautiful thing you just said about your mom, man. You know, I respect
appreciate that, man.
Totally, man. I know that make you feel good, bro.
Yeah, that's the, you know, the your mother is going to be there for you. The good godly mothers are going to be there for you when nobody else will.
Amen to that.
There are ones you can be your most vulnerable in front of, and they'll still make you feel like you can bounce back and conquer the world.
Good point. Very good point. Man, we've been chugging away. We covered a lot today, man. 55 minutes so far, man. Talk to me, man. How have you felt about this podcast so far, man? How have you felt?
Yeah, I think any opportunity I have with the Radio Pushers family and everything that you've been able to represent has always been inspiring and impactful. Gives me an accountability partner. And I think that I'll be able to have this to listen to continue to inspire myself and make sure I'm staying on point and sticking to all the stuff that I said and not just making it something I said, but something I could look back on and be like, yo, okay, check, I did this, check, I did that. And it fed my soul, and it'll feed other people's souls for years to come.
No, I got you on that, man, for sure. Like, I sincerely appreciate that, man. And it's an honor and a privilege, man, to be rocking with you 100%.
Likewise, man.
Give out your Instagram handle. Man, we felt like we just was on VH1 Behind the Music.
All right, that's where we were. Word up. It's QMotion, QMOSHYN, and I'm on all platforms, so definitely tap in with me. I'm very accessible, and we rock out.
No doubt. And if people go to your Spotify, whatever, your Apple, what is one song? I'm saying it's going to deliver, but what's one song you want them to listen to right now if they had to do that?
It depends on what you're looking for. I'm going to rock what going to deliver, because that's a, you know, a tempo track that, again, is about getting to it, getting to handling your business and being, you know, like I said, reliable, being clutch. You know, that's, you know, for anybody that's in those time frames. I think that if you are, you know, into more socially conscious music, Out Cold, the other one that's moving for me, right? And that's just making sure that you remember to be positive and have uplift despite any type of racial or cultural, I would say, upheaval, right? Making sure that you love the skin that you're in.
Gotcha. 100%, man. Listen, man, I want to say thank you. Well, last question. What have you enjoyed the most about being on the Better Yourself podcast today? We almost at an hour, bro.
The accountability, because you asked me questions I haven't, you know, always given proper thought to. And it just helps for me to, as a man, to keep everything in perspective. It's like, yo, you done been through some stuff. But guess what? You've been through some stuff, right? I didn't stay in some stuff.
Man, that's a bar for you right there, man. That's a bar.
Appreciate that, man.
Well, thank you so much, man. Looking forward to grinding with you, bro. And listen, we got a lot of interviews to go. And listen, I'm gonna call you in just a second, all right?
Okay, no problem, man.
Don't forget to hit that red button to lead the podcast, man. Q-Motion, Q-M-O-S-H-Y-N on Instagram and all platforms. Pull up my brother. Trust me, this was a classic interview. I know it was an hour way longer than what I thought, but it was necessary, man.
We got
more. Peace and love. Yeah, that's
good. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Menards is your electrical headquarters. We carry all the tools and testers you need for any electrical job. Stack up your toolbox with Southwire electrical products today. Right now, save big money on Southwire electrical tools, testers, cable ties, wire, and cable. Shop our huge selection in-store at Menards. Ranked number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Save